Hi, we continue our series of interviews with leaders from the academic research ecosystem. This time, we head to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, to talk with Maggie Farrell, Dean of University Libraries, and Dr. Mary Krogan, Vice President for Research and Economic Development. For Maggie and Mary, the tight relationship between the library and the research office was key in raising the profile of UNLV faculty research and becoming an R1 institution. They will share some of their secret sauce for building a collaborative research culture. Let's start.
Good morning, this is Maggie Farrell. I am the Dean of Libraries at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. UNLV is a very young institution. We just celebrated our 60th anniversary, so you can see that we're very young, a new organization, and with that comes a lot of growing pains and a lot of maturity, but also a lot of excitement and opportunity, which is exciting for me personally, and I know many other individuals at UNLV. We are one of the most diverse universities in the United States, and that's another excitement about who we are. We are contributing to the education of many first generations and minority students.
And I'm Mary Krogan. Until January 1st, I was the Vice President for Research and Economic Development here at UNLV. I think it is an inspiring institution from the standpoint of interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary research. Faculty are very interested in collaborating and working together, not just within departments or colleges, but very importantly, across colleges. And you don't see that as often in many other institutions. And some of those collaborations are across disciplines that you don't see often working together.
So starting to talk about research and the type of support that you're providing to researchers on both ends of, both the library and the Office of Research, maybe starting with, the joint approach, or is there a joint approach? Is there collaboration happening today that you find yourself working together toward the same goal?
First of all, Maggie and I both joined UNLV almost exactly the same time. I think we were within a month or two of each other. And she had experience working with vice presidents of research before she came to UNLV, and I had experience working with librarians. So we both came into our very first meeting together with a sense of cooperation and camaraderie and an ability to recognize that things are better when you collaborate and particularly when libraries and research collide, I guess I would phrase it in a good way. So I had done considerable work on open access. That was an area that Maggie wanted to have UNLV address, which congratulations, Maggie, because that's now been done. We both knew that there were infrastructure and system supports that did not exist at UNLV. And we both came in with a very strong background in evaluating those kind of infrastructure supports. So whether it was software or databases or tools that faculty could use, we both came in believing that there were kind of bad, good, and excellent approaches to those things. And we were very much on the same page of what worked and what worked well. And we were both open to hearing the other's ideas when one of us was less well-informed in an area. So that combination worked extremely well. And has now put us in a position where I believe we have many of the software tools that are being used both by the library and by the Office of Research and Economic Development to provide faculty, staff, and students with what they need to identify funding opportunities, potential collaborators, both in-house and outside, ideas of where to publish their findings, and opportunities to have their findings better known by people from outside UNLV.
And maybe jumping ahead too soon, but what are the type of, what is your vision for the next, you know, achievements, joint projects that you want to run together?
Within the library, so we are currently doing a minor reorganization to pull together the various individuals and departments within the libraries that support faculty research and also graduate and student research. So we are in that transition now. Ultimately, I think the struggle that we have within libraries is that the entire library system supports research endeavors. But we do need key individuals to focus to help the library move into a more robust research support system than what we have been. So that's what I see within the libraries. It's our next step is how do we make sure that within the libraries we are actively supporting, promoting, and meeting researcher needs across the university? And then the additional collaboration really comes in working closer with the faculty through the research office, and an initiative that Mary has proposed and that is on hold for right now, but I think it's a great initiative, is a faculty research excellence center. And the libraries will be part of that, and librarians who have certain specialties will have office hours in that facility once it's created. In addition, we're working closely with a new faculty center on campus. The faculty center, its primary focus is teaching and learning, but it's also a place where faculty will come together for professional development, for networking, for community engagement. And so we'll be working closely with the faculty center as well, as a way to connect with faculty across the university. And probably the last area that I will mention in terms of vision is that UNLV has a brand new School of Medicine, and the libraries have a health science library as part of the School of Medicine. And we have a vision there of supporting systematic reviews and other research as the School of Medicine really kicks off their research agenda. So I see the vision that I have for the libraries is that we are out in the UNLV community, so to speak, and that we are engaged in activities across the university, and that faculty and students look to the libraries for help with their research, with their research process, and that we're specialists in certain areas along that research life cycle.
Do you have any advice for colleagues at other institutions where maybe there isn't that assumption necessarily that the library and research office will work together? You mentioned, Maggie, that it's about relationship building. How can that process start when there isn't that sort of shared history that's important?
I think first, librarians need to understand their role in the research process and understand what areas they can contribute to. And it's daunting for many librarians who are used to focusing on instruction and critical thinking. So this is really I don't want to say a change, but more of an evolution of how academic libraries are engaged with their university. So I think it begins first within the library, understanding that they can and they should, and there are opportunities to really partner with a research office. And then it's about proactive communication, constant engagement with the research office, and knowing the needs that the research office and researchers have and articulating how the libraries can meet that need. But in addition to the research office, it is about librarians reaching out to faculty who are engaged in research and building that reputation there. And that's primarily word of mouth. It's very slow going because they tend to be one-on-one. Faculty are busy individuals with their teaching, their research, their service. And so we're not, within librarianship, we're not finding faculty coming to workshops on author identity. But they will come to us at the point of need. And so we have to realize that we need to be available and meet that need at the time when the need is expressed. So it's also a different type of, if you want to call it, service or support model, in which sending out a newsletter about author identities is not very effective, but meeting one-on-one with a faculty member to talk about ORCID, to talk about how to manage your reputation in a social media world, that tends to be more effective, and that faculty member will tell another faculty member.
What are those rewards? How would you articulate why it's important for the library to partner with faculty and with the research office and be involved in the research process?
Well, first, the biggest reward is achieving the strategic priority of the university. So the priorities of the libraries are the priorities of the university. So if we are successful in the libraries on supporting research and increasing research results for the university, that will advance the university. That's the greatest reward. The other reward, I believe, is building towards a future. So again, building on our instruction success. And I'll brag here a little bit. UNLV Libraries, we are known for our instruction engagement. We have a robust program where our librarians are in the classroom working with faculty on critical thinking, information literacy, and contributing to the retention, progression, and completion of our UNLV students. We have demonstrated that there is a correlation between library instruction and student success. And so building on that strong reputation and those existing relationships, we want to have the same impact on research and know that because of the work that we are doing with faculty, graduate students, and even our undergraduate students, that we are advancing research for the university. And I know that this sounds really ambitious, but I believe one of the fundamental roles of higher education is solving global problems. And if the libraries are contributing towards that effort for the university, that's just amazing that we are a part of solving problems for Nevada and solving problems for the world.
agree with everything Maggie said, but let me give you a few more concrete aspects that I saw both during the interview process and when I was considering coming to UNLV. One aspect that I saw when I was interviewing was I basically walked the entire campus and the surrounding neighborhoods the day before I had my first interview. And at that point, I was pretty uncertain about my desire to come to UNLV. And it was actually when I walked into the library and I saw that they had these research consultation rooms on the first floor where faculty and graduate students could hold office hours with predominantly undergraduates, but it really can be anybody, and do research consultation. So there was physical evidence that the library was involved in supporting research right there. And I walked over to one of the reference librarians just to ask her about it. And the level of enthusiasm of this woman behind the desk on a Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. was just unbelievable. And it turned out that she'd been working in the library since she was an undergraduate, and now she was inspired to get her PhD. So she was, in fact, both an employee and a graduate student, which turns out to be incredibly common at UNLV because there's a tuition assistance program. And I think the culture is such that people get inspired to continue in their education. So there was that very concrete evidence of the library being involved in research. Just, you know, when you see a physical structure, that's kind of your first clue of it. Every time I needed to hold an event, to have a keynote speaker, to have the Conversation US come to the campus to talk about faculty writing research articles and getting those published in this daily publication, it was always a challenge to find space. And Maggie would always make sure that the library space was available. But it meant that a lot of core things that I could do around research events were physically held in the library. And it sounds minor, but in fact, that's a really clear message to people that there's a partnership. And then last but not least is in this research excellence program that Maggie was talking about. When I told Maggie and her team what we wanted to do and have this core central service where faculty, staff, and students could come to learn more about research, take workshops on grant writing, publication, get core services and infrastructure support, and have it located together and centrally. I said, ideally, it would mean that the staff who provide these services come to this central service and provide office hours and be available. She, you know, for even my own team, that meant I was probably going to, in the end, need to hire some additional people to provide support around contracts and grants and human subjects research and so forth. But Maggie didn't bat an eye. It was like, oh, that would be so great. This is a one-stop shop and people can get all the services they need. And then they can come to the library afterwards if there's more or greater depth. You know, so that kind of culture, climate, environment, relationship building, as Maggie has said, is really key to this, I think.
I want to touch, you know, we're talking a lot about vision, but I want to also touch a bit about reality. What's really stopping you, challenging you in day to day?
Opportunities and the excitement that come from being a young institution and growing. The other side of that coin are the challenges of having an institution that's been historically focused on teaching and education. The goal for UNLV was to achieve R1 by 2025, and we achieved it in the end of 2018, December 2018. So ahead of schedule, which was fantastic, and also a little bit challenging because we are still building this research infrastructure. So building that research infrastructure is a challenge from the standpoint of people understanding that that means budget decisions need to support it. The mindset and the culture need to support it. And there needs to be the support structures in place to both incentivize research and reward faculty for doing research, especially exceptional research. So, for example, there had not been a history at UNLV of faculty being nominated for national awards. They were nominated for awards within the Nevada system of higher education to recognize research excellence, but there was not a mindset to go larger. So the first year I was here, we nominated one of our just outstanding engineering faculty for one of the innovation awards, and he was given the presidential medal for that. But if you don't have that kind of a mindset of recognition, promotion, putting it into the promotion and tenure guidelines and so forth, those things become challenging because research can be seen at a young institution as an added extra endeavor, not as a core mission of the university.
Mary, that is an excellent summary, and I would have to agree. I talked a little bit about, you know, transitioning in terms of moving away from traditional library services and moving more into the research sphere. And you're right. I think individuals are saying, well, we're adding this to an overloaded system already. And I think to some extent that is true. I would also say that there are very few new resources to help us. So how we're making transition is taking existing positions that are vacant, for instance, and reframing them, recasting them. We need more software, more tools for faculty research, and the funding for that is limited, and these tools are expensive. And I've been talking about increasing our research collection, so we don't have the type of information resources that faculty at other institutions might have. And so that puts our faculty and students at a disadvantage with peer institutions. And, it's very hard when you have a growing enrollment, pressures for undergraduate education, pressures by the community on workforce development, and you have all of this coming together, and Mary and I are saying, but don't forget, we need to pay for this server infrastructure in order to house faculty data. And people are like, hey, I need to, you know, create another section of English 101. So we're trying to navigate a tight resource structure in order to take the university forward. And we also know that these are investments that investing in research productivity, that the payoff is a few years down the road. It's not going to return that investment immediately, and that's also hard to articulate. So I think the bottom line is that it takes strong leadership that can articulate the vision and begin to help university community move in that direction that it needs to go to.
1 year from now, let's try to kind of transport, and let's say that we are repeating this conversation in 1 year. What would be the main achievements that you would want to count in the coming year?
Well, from my perspective, I want to see this continue, this partnership, this shared resources, an ability to obtain sufficient funding to support these priorities and the academic mission around research. And I mean research to mean the Office of Research and Economic Development and the library and even others on campus who are involved. Because truthfully, it involves planning and construction and many other groups on campus as well. The ability to provide the services that faculty, students, and staff actually need, and the ability to create an even stronger culture and climate that believes that this is a priority for the faculty. And it's a benefit. I think that comes under the broader kind of national discussion, at least in the US, around the value of higher education and the value of research universities. So I would love to see both a national embrace of public research universities and private as far as that goes, and an embrace on the campus so that there are sufficient resources, funding, and strength in it.
I think the only thing that I would add is that for the library, there's just no question when faculty are starting their research or at different points in the research process that they naturally think of the libraries as a partner in meeting some of those needs or solving some of those areas that they're kind of struggling with. And you know, I really appreciate Mary saying, you know, when we're in meetings together, people are not like, well, the library will do this and research will do that. It's very seamless. And my goal is to continue to work towards that effort so that faculty, you know, aren't thinking so much, okay, I need to go here, I need to go there. They just know that the service exists and that we're fully integrated and supportive, and that the tools and services are there, and faculty can focus on their research and not have to worry about their needs along the way. That they just do their research, and that perhaps the research office and the libraries, we become the electric company. You just don't think about it until the electricity turns off. You just assume that it's there, and that is a long-term vision that I have, but I think as we continue to work on it throughout this year, that certainly is a great vision to strive for.
A lot of interesting topics that we haven't covered, but you know, we leave something for our next meeting, hopefully. So with that, and left from our end, I really want to thank you for the time and effort and the interesting insights that you're bringing.
And I want to thank you for bringing everybody together, and especially doing it across very different institutions and from different countries. I think it's an amazing opportunity for us to move things forward.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you very much.